the U.S. soldier held for nearly 5 years in Afghanistan as a prisoner of the Taliban, is facing charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy, which carries a penalty of possible confinement for life. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl left his post in 2009. He was released last May in a controversial prisoner swap. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Jessica Robinson reports from Bergdahl's hometown of Haley, Idaho.
I'm standing here on Main Street in Haley, and a year ago you could have looked up and down this street and seen yellow ribbons on every tree and lamppost in honor of Bo Bergdahl. But things have changed since last May, and now many longtime supporters say they just don't want to comment and attract more attention to the town.
For many years, it was almost the opposite. People in this town of about 8,000 in south-central Idaho made it their mission to spread the word about the POW. They organized letter-writing drives to the president and planted trees in the city park for each year Bergdahl had been held captive. There was an annual rally that brought hundreds of veterans on motorcycles from across the West. Then in May, Bergdahl was released. The Obama administration traded him for five prisoners at Guantanamo Bay, though without consulting Congress. On top of that, Bergdahl's release was accompanied by details about the strange circumstances of his capture. Former members of his unit said he had deserted and walked off into the Afghan mountains. Bergdahl's release was initially a moment of celebration in Haley, but within days, the town had canceled an event to honor Bergdahl. Organizers said they'd received threats and worried the celebration would attract protesters. This week, the Army formally issued its charges against Bergdahl.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for coming to Fort Bragg today.
Colonel Daniel J.W. King told reporters, Bergdahl has been charged with desertion, which has a maximum penalty of 5 years imprisonment. He's also charged with misbehavior before the enemy by endangering the safety of a command, unit, or place. King says that charge has a much higher punishment.
Possible confinement for life.
After that announcement, the mayor of Haley issued a statement. It said the town would take no position on the Army's case. The town of Haley was quiet again. A dirt road just outside of Haley will take you through the canyon where Bergdahl grew up. Bergdahl's parents have remained silent since his release. There's a chain around the front gate and no answer on their phone. Minna Kasser sits at her dining room table in her home just down the road from the Bergdahls. She remembers Bo as the neighbor boy who taught her daughter fencing in the garage. It was around noon on Wednesday when Kasser got a text about the charges.
And was actually at lunch with some friends, and we were all, everyone at this point, I think, wasn't too surprised by something finally coming out, and yeah, people have been waiting to find out what's going to happen.
Kasser says they always knew Bergdahl's case would be complicated. And now that the Army is calling it desertion, some people in Haley agree he should be court-martialed.
I know that there's some people that are pretty upset and angry, but a lot of people, because he's from our town and he's a young man, and people make bad decisions and people have a lot of challenges in life, and there's a lot of area between complete black and complete white.
Kasser says she's happy Bergdahl's return has been a relief for his parents. Desertion charges, at least, are an improvement to where Bergdahl was a year ago. For Here and Now, I'm Jessica Robinson.